Shall we bow our heads? Once again, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace that has spared our life to see another day and another week. And thank you, O God, for bringing us to your house this morning. Lord, know that with expectations in the heart of all of us, we ask that our expectations will be met. As Lord, we hand over this service into your hand right from this Sunday school. Help us, Heavenly Father, speak unto us, give us grace and revelation, that the blessings will be ours and the glory and honor will be yours. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, let's quickly read from Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, I read from verse 8 to 11. Exodus chapter 20, from verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor any stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. I'm not really going to go deep into the Sabbath, which I know we are familiar with, but I majorly want to talk about for the few minutes we have here, honoring the resurrection. Amen. The prophet was asked a question in the COD, question number 332 and then 346. But that 346 was just, let's go to question 332. I will take it from paragraph 122 now. Well, if you can't pick it, just search. He questioned the thing, also do you teach that we must need not keep Sunday or any holy day or walking or like walking or fishing on Sunday? It's a question. And the prophet answered thus, I believe it is a sin to fish and hunt and walk on Sunday when you can go to church. Now, I believe you are transgressing the laws of God. Is there a commandment to such? Yes, sir. Now, in the Old Testament, we had a type of the Sabbath day. And Jesus did not come for you to keep Sabbath days. The old Sabbath day was Saturday, which was the end of the week. Sunday is the eighth day, or the first day of the week, which Jesus rose on. I do not believe it is right. Now, if you are way away into a wilderness somewhere, and you are out there on a hunting trip, there is no church around, anything like that, and there is nothing you can do, and if you was fishing, I believe that would be all right. But if you are around in the city, or around where church is going on, you should attend church by all means somewhere. Amen. Are we following? Right. And I believe, as far as walking, I believe if the ox is in the ditch or something has to be done on Sunday, you go ahead and do it. If it is something that you couldn't help, it had to work that way. But if you just do it and wait till Sunday to do it, or just do it like that, you are wrong. See, we must not do that. We must respect that holy day. Amen. Now, I'm reading from the prophet, and these are questions that people ask the prophet in his time, and the answer which he gave to them, which we believe that those answers are the mind of God. In other words, if Jesus himself was standing present, these are the answers he will give. Are we together? Now, the prophet was commending some people in the message, the mark of the beast. Paragraph 20. He said some of the folks of the church said they would being dirty to come into church Sunday morning, that some of them said they would stay Saturday night after the service and help clean up the church so that the people wouldn't have to come in Sunday morning, or they wouldn't have to work on Sunday to get to fix the church up. I'm not a Sabbatarian, but yet I like to respect the worship as just as close as I can. Amen. Then the prophet, we are continuing. The prophet went further here in the message, "I will restore, saith the Lord." Was preached 1954, August 29. In the afternoon, paragraph 18 and 19. Of course, it's all right if you do. Many of the brethren set their books right on Sunday, say it is part of the gospel. That's okay. I have nothing against it. I just can't do it myself. When I used to be a trapper, I would go on Saturday night after midnight many times and throw traps along like that. I've took off fish lines or trot lines on the river and take the bait off of them. Keep from fishing on Sunday and thing when I was a sinner. And after I become a Christian, I'm sure I want to stick with it anyhow. Amen. Now, these are the things the prophet said. He started as a sinner. That Saturday night, the net or whatever he has said on the river, he will go and remove the bait so that the fish can see it, so that they don't enter inside. Just to honor God for that resurrection. All right, let's read more. I think this is also from question and answer, 1964, August 23 in the evening, from paragraph 257. Now say, Brother Abraham, you hunt. Didn't you ever hunt on Sunday? Because when the people see that the prophet was talking about Sunday, they are pushing it to him. He yourself. You know, people can really... Put yourself in our shoe. Okay, you are a hunter. What about Sunday? Don't you hunt on Sunday? Listen. Let me tell you something. I'm not patting myself to the back of this. I'm not a Sabbatarian now. I believe the Holy Spirit is our Sabbath. I believe that. But I believe we should honor that resurrection as a memorial. That is a memorial. That if you honor any day, honor that resurrection. Now, there is no law on keeping any certain day, because you enter into the Sabbath, the peace, when you enter into him. That's the Holy Spirit now. I've got that question in here to answer pretty soon anyhow, if the Lord willing, about what is the Sabbath day. I will explain it, God willing. And now notice, remember this, when I was a little boy, right up here, we are... Hesh lived on the road. I was about 14 years old. I was trapping for a living. The only thing I had to help get bread in our house was catching skunks, muskrats, opposite. I love trapping. And I had to do it. I would go to school smelling like a skunk. And I had only one pair of clothes, and that is all I could wear. That's all I had. Mom would take them off and wash them, put them back on, and now that is how I went to school, little boy. But I was standing up there one night. I said, I got them traps set up there around Wadis, up above that. I will leave every morning about 2 o'clock with a lantern to run these traps, then get back in time to go to school. I'll catch a rabbit. I got 15 cents out of it. I'll get a box of shells out of that, and maybe that key 3 or 4 rabbits. What we didn't have to make some biscuits and rabbits. Why? Gravy for supper, outside the other, and maybe get enough to get some bread or some meal or some flour to make gravy with. I don't know whether you had to live like that or not. The way the prophet lived as a young person was very terrible. I think all of us will live like billionaire compared to his own. If anybody talk that one, beside anybody today. All right. Now, I'll set trot lines on the river, go down and get them fish, and sell them for 10 cents a pound. Set my trot lines. I didn't have no boat. I'll swim out with a log. Get in the river, and it is still cold. Put my bucket of bait out here on the log and go paddle and paddle out like that, my naked body on the river. And run this, had me a string on this side, tie my fish up, them old catfish finning me in the leg, going like that, going along like that, and put my bait on. But look, how many a night have I went out in that river at 11 o'clock and shake every piece of bait off that line. If I couldn't catch enough in 6 days, I didn't want the one come on the seventh. I've stood here in the rain. One night, I can just see myself yet standing, leaning against. I was a sinner, but I was standing, leaning against the post like this, the door. Oh, it was pouring down rain. Pretty near 11 o'clock, I said, I'll be late tonight. But I'm going and spring every one of those traps. I won't catch him on the Sabbath. I said, I won't set them traps. God honored that. These are the principles the prophet adopted even as a sinner when he has not yet become a Christian. And he did not come from a Christian home. But he just respected that holy day, this Sunday, a memorial of the resurrection, which the prophet told us that from the time that Jesus rose from the dead, he said those that believe in that resurrection, they started worshiping on Sunday, the first day of the week. He said that constitutes and make a demarcation between those that believe in resurrection and the other one that did not believe he rose from the dead. Whether you believe it, don't believe it, he rose anyhow. But when that event took place, those that believe it, they changed their day of worship. Nobody told them anything. But by the inspiration of God, they change their old, they know that this thing is turning a corner. So they change their day of worship from Saturday that they have been carrying on from the time of Moses. They change it to Sunday because by revelation, they also know that even the 40-foot hangings at the temple have been torn open. That people don't see before, now you can see it. And anybody, so they know that the old order has ended. So they change from worshiping on Saturday, which is the Sabbath day, now to Sunday. Amen. All right. And the prophet said, God honored that. Let me also read this. We have plenty of this, but let me just read just about two quotes here on this subject here. The Uncertain Sand, 1962, July 14, paragraph 13. 62, July 14, paragraph 13. And by the way, those pictures are here now, and the books and tapes. This is the last night of getting them in the meeting because we don't sell on Sunday. So we made a policy never to sell on Sunday. You can give them your order and they can send it to you, but we won't sell them. I see some people sleeping in the Sunday school. Oh, sure. I see, no, like I say, my glasses can reach all the four corners of the, even outside. It goes practically everywhere. May the Lord be our help. Palmerworm locust caterpillar, I mean cankerworm caterpillar, 1953, June 12th, paragraph 30. I feel like preaching a few minutes right now. Amen. Let's do some over in joy now. And then we are going right straight to the prayer line as soon as the a few comments. Over in the book of Joel, I was setting out here on the side of the road a while ago. Billy and I had come up, and he come in to bring the books in and things. All right. And say, by the way, if you know anybody that wants books, remember tomorrow night is the last night. What are these books? These books are the books of the testimonies of the message. Just like you say the sermon book today. These are the books. No, the other time they brought Voice of God something to the convention. I told them that Saturday is the last day of this year selling. Sunday, we don't sell on Sunday. It was those books that Brother Branham, that they were carrying, he was the one, not the one selling, but they are the one that was being like Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And then the book that God Only Sin also wrote, and that of other people, Imam, visit South Africa, and the rest of those books. They are the ones that is being sold, which is full of testimonies and some of Brother Branham's own word and so forth in those meetings. But when they are brought, the services that happen on Friday, on Thursday, on Saturday, you can buy. And that is where Brother Branham, on Saturdays mostly, or Friday, he used to announce that today or tomorrow is the last day you can buy the books. On Sunday, you will not get them to buy. Maximum you can do is to book for it. Then they will send it to you. Amen. I see we are cold. But whether we are hot or cold, it is another part of the message. If you know anybody that wants books, remember tomorrow night is the last night. So this announcement was Friday. I respect God's day. I don't sell on Sunday. There is no literature or nothing that is sold in our meetings or nothing on Sunday. No, sir. She closes up Saturday night. If you won't get a book now, and been thinking about Sunday night, I will get it. That is, if you are thinking Sunday night, I will get it. Get it tomorrow night. I thank you. God bless you. Brother Branham said, when he made up his mind and took his stand about honoring the resurrection, he said, God honored it. When you are to take decisions and stand on some principles of the message, it is not easy. It goes with sacrifices. It goes with a lot of things. Like on Sunday, or when I'm in church on Wednesday, I usually off my phone. The reason being that I want people to know that there are days you cannot get me. You can't get me. We try you throughout yesterday in the from 6 o'clock. That was when I say we try you. Your lines were switched off. I say that is how it will be off. That day I am in church. If you don't believe in God, now your decision. Even if I have dealing with the president, when I was to marry, they normally do. You know, Yoruba people, they normally do what they call introduction on Sundays. I think maybe now they are amending it. And my in-laws were egg-bent that we have to do that day. I say, well, me, I will go to church. They, so by all whatever, so they push it like in the afternoon. So But I was seeing happy just because pastor said I should just go because they will not understand. So he exchanged the service with me. I took the morning, then he took the evening service. And my wife even came to church also. If the fact the thing didn't go well with, they talk rough to us. In fact, they didn't even give us food. Usher. But it doesn't matter nothing. It doesn't matter. I made my point. I stand where I stand. If that will happen any time, any day, my decision is still my decision. There is no human being on earth that I can respect like God. When your law crosses God's law, I turn my back. I don't care how who you are to me. I don't care what part you have played in my life. I don't care how you have helped me or whatsoever. You help me because God wants you to help me. You help me because God give you the resources to help me. When, if God does not supply your need to be able to help me, you can't help me. Can you even help yourself? You can't help yourself. My help coming from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Period. So if I make my decision about God's word and then you are not happy with it, it's unfortunate. There's nothing. I've given you testimony here. What I told my own uncle, he's still alive, he's almost 86 years of age. When he wanted me to give testimony for him or witness for him, I told him that what I know about this matter is like this. So if you put my name inside this, what I will say there. And you look at me. He's the one that, like, what? This boy? Then he turned in like this. You know, he's very brilliant. He said, wait. If you hear that Mr. Oni killed somebody, and you knew is the truth. And they said that if they can get somebody that will say that he didn't kill him, that they will release him. And you are the only one that is available to do it. What will you do? Three of us were sitting down there. My senior brother was sitting down, himself and myself. Then I pointed to my senior brother. I said, this man is my senior brother. The same father, the same mother. If he kill, and I know he's the one that killed the person, and I am asked to come and say what I know about it, if I must talk at all, I will tell you that this is the man that killed the person. He didn't say one word again. What that means is that the person that we came out together from the same womb, if I can say that one thing. He was the one that employed us, and I was living with him. As at that time, I was still living in the house he rented. It doesn't matter. Under any circumstances, anything come against this line, I worship God. May the Lord be our help. Sometimes I meditate. What has changed between the message, since we started and now, what has changed? When you talk about the revelation of the message, we have more. The knowledge of the message, we have more. What about faith in what God said? We should have more. Then, why will we not be on fire that it will seem as if the fire is going down? We have to look at areas that perhaps there are some leaks and fix the leaks. If you want the anointing to be retained, then we have to block all the leaks. So the Holy Spirit is looking at the leaks to fix the leaks so that you can enjoy the anointing while you are inside. May God give us understanding. Fixing business meeting itself on Sunday is uncalled for. Let the people, there was a time that, no, let me not talk about time. Let anybody know that, please, on Sunday. Brother, if you don't have enough on 6 days, the one on 7 days, no matter how they say that, it's very important. There's no how we can do it. It's a lie. Now, let me say this. There should be somebody that should be having some questions in his mind. If you're a medical personnel, there's no how you can afford Sunday work. That is understood. Are you with me? because they are saving life. If you have poultry that you keep, you must make arrangement for them to be fed on Sunday. But make sure that you yourself make an arrangement that it will not be now, because that one is a business you yourself embark upon. It's just like somebody now go and embark upon, say his major work now is to be rearing ducks and selling ducks. If that is all the work you are doing, you know it's very lucrative. It's very lucrative. Small time now, you don't sell about 300,000 money don't come in here, but you can't pay the tithe of it. Offering you cannot pay. So you yourself, you know what you are into. You are in a business that has fenced you out of God's blessing. You will be making money, but that money is not God's blessing. Because what you have put yourself inside now, that thing is tied with the money of allotry. The money you make from allotry, you go rob a boy's bag, give you money, all those money of feedingness, it's not for church. Go and spend the money yourself. It's not for church. You go and sleep with boyfriend, they give you 5,000, you now carry 1,000 to church. It's feedingness. Instead of blessing, it's a curse. So you keep those money to yourself and enjoy all of it. Is that the message? Let me add this. You go do work and you fraud people. You are breaking the money. It's money of feedingness. We don't want the title of that one. The offering also is also not welcome. If you bring it, it's because we don't know. God knows we are innocent of the money, so we spend it innocently. God will see to it. But then he yourself that brought it, you don't have no blessing but a curse. May the Lord be our help. The scripture said, when he was talking about Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 30, he said, wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house, he was talking about Eli, sorry, that thy house and the house of thy father shall walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, God has said something before. But now say, this is what he's saying that is current now. The first thing, it came out from his mouth. But this one too is another thing that is current now. He said, but now the Lord said, be far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. If you honor God, God will honor you. You despise him, he will despise you. The prophet said that if there is something, some people think that when they walk on Sunday, they'll be able to have plenty of money. Look. It is God that brings blessings. Money can be plenty like this one. If God blow breeze on you like this one, only one day don't go. In this world that is full, have you not seen yourself, see everything clear like this? I was listening to a little clip of the late governor of Ondo State in a program, church program. And he said that the preacher was preaching about the people that are amassing wealth, that are stealing the public fund. He said, now, if you steal the public fund, he said, even when you are still alive, he said, things are in place that they can come and collect the money. He said, EFCC can collect everything from you. Koro, close your eyes like this. Most of these politicians, Tinubu was on seat. Then he has not yet become president. He was the chairman or national leader of APC. He was on seat, and most of them were there seated. I saw the, it's a video, very short clip. They all laughed like this one. Despite that, are they not carrying it? They are stealing it. We went through this Eduardo yesterday, something that has been awarded through fund first World Bank money some years back through the former governor that was supposed to be 15 meters from the center of the road, 15 meters this way, 15 meters this way. That's the money that was approved from the World Bank. They shrink it to 9 meters. Apart from the shrinking, they just tires reach this area at that time, and then a little, then they start patching. They didn't even tie it well to Edo, not to talk of from Edo, and the thing was awarded to Eruwa. All the money went. After he had the money, where is he? Only COVID sniff out his life. And that is the end. Of course, my say his family will be spending it. This thing does not end here on that. After this act, there's another place people open their eyes. Because the rich man that lived like that, the Bible said that in hell, he opened his eyes, being in torment, and then he cried. So all these politicians, even when he was begging that time, Abraham, tell Lazarus to come and use his finger to put his finger in water and come and put on top of my tongue, to cool my tongue. He said, because I'm tormented, is this flame. Abraham told him, there are some problems we have in this thing. He said, between us and that place you are, there is a gulf fish that nobody can cross. He said, beside that one, remember. Remember, in your lifetime, you enjoy your good things. Those good things, enjoyment was by fraud. Was by cheating and by stealing and by doing all kinds of things. He said, you enjoy all those ones. We have the record with us. Now, he is comforted. Now, you are tormented. So, the time that you're supposed to suffer a little so that you can come and enjoy, you did not. So, this place, we can't swap anything. So you have to endure your condition. Father Abraham, son, rich man, endure your condition. While we are here, we also endure our home. We also stay here and enjoy ourselves. May God be gracious to us. I know this one didn't go too well because we are making some corrections. But correction, the Bible says, is only grievous to him that has forsaken the way. He said, and he that will hate the proof, he said, we die. So, may the Lord be our help. If you want God to come back fully to bless us, some of these leaks, we must block them. We must come back to the normal way that the message is put in place and face it squarely and straightly. God will bless you when you are. This Abraham that is talking all these ones, this step he took, even as an unbeliever, coming out to a believer, which he now do it more. He came to a time that he said he can feed the entire church. But look at the way he started his life. 2 a.m., go and be fishing, setting trap on the river, on the sun. 2 a.m., inside bush, on top of the river, in those cold water that you can almost freeze. He doesn't have a boat. He will put a log, which is just a plank, on top of the water. That is what he will use as boat. And lie on it and be moving around the place. That is how the man grew up. That is how he had to struggle to be able to make his family to be a little bit comfortable. Because the father used most of the money to drink. May the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. Let us honor the resurrection. And God will also honor us. Shall we bow our heads? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this little portion of your word this morning. We ask that you bless it and give us grace, Lord, to be able to adjust our ways. And when we do without grudging, we know your blessings will come our way. How it will happen is not ours to question. It's just to believe and follow your instructions. Have your way, Father. The rest of the days and the services your army youth have the preeminence and send forth your blessings abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.